We'll be undertaking now our own internal investigation. I mean, yesterday was obviously very fraught. We needed, the biggest priority was to look after the injured people. But today we'll be undertaking some very big meetings. We also have the Health and Safety Executive on site. They came last night. We'll be cooperating fully with them on their investigations. You know, we need to get to the bottom of what made this terrible accident happen. Technically, it should have been impossible for it to happen, but it did. And you know, we need to find out why.
And there have been problems in the past on this ride. Are they likely to be looked at as part of this investigation?
Yes, I mean, in terms of problems, I think there's a lot of misreporting going on. There were certainly teething problems with the Smiler when it opened, but actually roller coasters are incredibly safe. And, you know, even when a ride stops, when it's, you know, having its initial period of opening, the riders are really safe. I mean, the cars can't come off the tracks. You're restrained in a seat, you're not going anywhere. And actually, on all roller coasters, these braking systems that stop two cars being on the same section of track at the same time are there as fail-safes. You know, the issue is, why didn't that bit of it work yesterday? So, you know, I think, you know, the statements about the Smiler are a little bit being overstated. It's been running very well, but there were technical glitches yesterday. I don't know at this moment in time whether they had anything to do with the accident.
You said it's not technically possible if it all been working well. Does that mean human error is likely to have come into this? And if it is human error, I mean, what's the consequences for those involved?
Look, it's far too early for me to make a comment on that. And, you know, again, the Health and Safety Executive and the emergency services, you know, have been involved in that. But for our own investigations, I simply don't know at this moment in time.
What was your feelings when you first heard? I mean, what was going through your mind?
To be honest with you, it's the nightmare scenario. I've been in this business 25 years. I actually started my career in the industry here at Alton. We, as a company, we exist to give people fun, safe, memorable experiences. And so when something like this happens, you know, it's the absolute worst thing. And, you know, to think that, you know, people that came for a great day out in hospital and seriously injured, I can't begin to express how bad and, well, just sad that makes all of us feel.
And you closed today. That must have been a big decision. You know, it's coming into the summer. It's a very big time of year for you. How tough a decision was that to make yesterday?
It was a tough decision because I didn't want to disappoint all the people that were wanting to come to Alton Towers today. But the simple truth was we'd had a very bad accident, the worst accident in the park's history, and at the time, the emergency services and getting the people who were injured off the ride was the main preoccupation. The media descended on us in waves, and we needed to take a proper look at what caused that accident. And, you know, although it may well be ride-specific, I didn't want to prejudge that, so it seemed the right thing to do not to open.